Hello and welcome to New Consciousness, New World. I'm your host, Esperanza Ray, and I wanted to welcome you back to the show. Again, New Consciousness, New World. It's we are working with a new time and a new date of the week. So for those of you who are not familiar with the program, basically the one of the purposes or one of the goals of New Consciousness, New World Radio is to help in the ascension process and to facilitate this process for all of humanity to work with the hierarchies of light as well as with the angels and with God Himself, the essence of God Himself, and to help us connect with these energies of light so that we can learn to think, but learn to think for ourselves, not have others think for us. And that's basically one of the goals and one of the purposes of New Consciousness, New World Radio. You're also welcome to check out our website, Research Center for Inner Awareness. The link is researchcia.com, and there's plenty of information and events as well that you can find out about in our website, and you can read more about the work that we do and how we may be able to help you in your ascension process and participate also in our show if you like. Towards the second half of the show, we will be taking calls for those of you who would like to either ask questions or share an experience or related experience. What we have been discussing is a variety of topics. Anything spiritual basically goes on this show, and that includes extraterrestrials, the beams of light, angel experiences. Obviously, the most important thing that's happening at this moment in our planet is the quantum leap that we're taking in evolution and of humanity. And so basically we talk a lot about that. We'll be discussing from my book, Hope Reigns Beyond 2012, The Real Secret of the End of Times and Ascension of New Terra. And basically with that, we have been discussing, I'll give you a little brief summary of what we've been discussing so far. Previously in our other time, which was Tuesdays, basically at 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time and 12 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. What we have been discussing is the changes that are taking place on the planet, and not only just on the planet, but how they're affecting you, me, as individuals. And the book is available on the website, also available on Amazon. So you're welcome to go ahead and purchase it if you'd like to have a copy and follow along with the show. Again, Hope Reigns Beyond 2012, The Real Secret of the End of Time, Ascension into the Fifth Dimension of New Terra. And I'm the author, Esperanza Ray. The goal of this book is to provide a message of hope. Now, interesting enough, my name is Esperanza Ray, which means Hope King. And the reason I have this name is actually a special reason. One, it was given to me by my grandmother, who also had the same name. And one of the other reasons why it's so special is because with the hierarchies of light, they indicated that through me, they would be providing, or to me, they would be providing revelations, information on the changes that are going to be taking place on the planet. While I'm not the only person who's receiving this information, I am one of the people who are receiving this information. And my goal is to share this information with the world because of its importance. And if any of you consider that this is an important message that you would like to share with people of similar mind, or friends and family that you would think they would benefit from, please do so. The message is important to all of us, and the more people who understand the message of hope that's intended from this book and from the show, the better for all. I'm going to be covering such a diverse range of topics, from survival to sacred geometry to healing to visualization to meditation, anything related to spirituality and evolution in the ascension process will be covered definitely on this radio show. So we would like you to take advantage of this and enjoy it. One of the other things I'd like to share with you, or maybe more than share, recommend to you, is the survival programs that are being provided in many cases by our community or by our county or our state. For example, I live in the Northern Virginia area, obviously the East Coast. So specifically, I'm located in what is called Fairfax County. And our county, through the taxpayers' money, offers a variety of programs which help for survival. And I'm not referring just survival, you know, when things get difficult, but also survival when catastrophes and disaster hits, such as earthquakes, volcanoes, hurricanes, tsunamis, etc. And I'd like to share with you that I have signed up for a program called CERT. Some of you may already know about it, some of you may not. CERT C-E-R-T, stands for Community Emergency Response Team. And I'd like to, the reason I'm bringing this on the show is that I feel it's so important to discuss this incredible program that's out there for free, at least in the Fairfax County area. It's free, but my understanding is it's supposed to be nationwide. It's nationwide available, and it is supposed to be for free. When you attend the program, you receive training through anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks. And aside from that training, you receive a kit of items that you can use for in case of emergency to respond to those emergencies within your community and to help you to know what to do in circumstances like this. Now, given the fact that there have been serious catastrophes like tsunamis in certain parts of the world, we've had earthquakes here in the United States, specifically in Virginia last year, which is unheard of in the East Coast to have, at least to the level that we had, you know, earthquakes. So we have a more tendency to have hurricanes, and that's basically the area because they come up from the, you know, from the Bahamas, through the coast, up Florida, all along the East Coast. Usually when they get to the Washington metropolitan area, they become a little softer, but on occasion they can be extremely, extremely strong. Like we've had several deaths in Northern Virginia as a result of the one that occurred a few months ago. And as a result of that, and with a thank you to a great friend who referred me to this program, I'd like to briefly talk to you about CERTs because I think it's such an important aspect of our community for knowing how to help ourselves. One of the things that the angels have told me is that our survival as human beings will be dependent on our ability to work together, to share, to cooperate, and to work as a team as opposed to an individual. Because when catastrophes strike, as individuals, we have less power, we have less capabilities, we have less resources. As a team, we become stronger and we have more resources, more capabilities, and we can help each other to move forward and we can survive better. So again, the angel, specifically the Archangel Michael, indicated that it would be for anyone wanting to survive these tough times that are going to be coming our way, is to be able to stand together, whether it be the spiritual people or non-spiritual people. The key word here is sticking together and working as a team. So what is Community Emergency Response Team, CERT? Community Emergency Response CERT program educates people about disaster preparedness for hazards that may impact your area and basically areas around your community. Disaster response skills such as fire safety, light search and rescue, team organization, and disaster medical operations. Using this training you learn in the classroom and during exercises, CERT members can assist their neighborhood or workplace following an event when professional responders are not immediately available to help. And sometimes an area can be cut off, so the response may not be immediate. We were pretty, our emergency team responses were extremely busy during this hurricane that we had a few months ago, that, it took several weeks to get people up with power and to accomplish, rescue people and to help other areas, because it was just impossible for everyone to be, helped at the same time. There's only so many people working for the fire department and emergency services, so it can be sometimes very overwhelming for them. And the goal of CERT is to be a support system for these emergency response service, whether it be the police, whether it be the fire department, et cetera, et cetera. When the emergency services are available, like the fire department, the police department, and so on, are present, then what we do is we support them and take direction from them. When those services are not present, then we take over and we organize the neighborhood and we do the different things that need to be done to help the community and our neighborhood. So it's a very powerful organization. Following a major disaster, first responders who provide fire and medical services will not be able to meet the demand for these services. Factors as numbers of victims, communication failures, and road blockages will prevent people from accessing emergency services they have come to expect at moment's notice through 911. People will have to rely on each other for help in order to meet their immediate life-saving and life-sustaining needs. And obviously, when you put resources together, that becomes much more easy to do. One also expects that under these kind of conditions, family members, fellow employees, and neighbors will spontaneously try to help each other. This was the case following the Mexico City earthquake, where untrained, spontaneous volunteers saved 800 people. However, 100 people lost their lives while attempting to save others. This is a high price to pay in preventable through training, which is what CERT does. If we can predict that emergency services will not meet immediate needs following a major disaster, especially if there is no warning, as in an earthquake, and people will spontaneously volunteer, what can government do to prepare citizens for this eventuality? Well, that's what CERT is here for. CERT, by the way, works under FEMA, and you train under the fire department, at least where I'm doing my CERT program. We are using the same facilities that the Fairfax County Fire and Rescue Academy. We're working with that and learning how to survive under serious circumstances, under disasters, basically. So basically, as citizens, first present citizens, the facts about what to expect following a major disaster in terms of immediate service. Second, give the message about their responsibilities for mitigation and preparedness. Third, train them in eating life and saving skills with emphasis on decision-making skills, rescue, safety, and doing the greatest good for the greatest number. Fourth, organize teams so that they are an extension of first responder services offering immediate help to victims until professional service arrived. Now, if some of this seemed a little confusing for you, to break it down into simple terms is what you're trained to do with CERTS is to organize yourself and to create a certain teams which cover aspects of command. Somebody has to be in charge, so that's the first important thing. There's medical services that may be required, so you're trained in that as well, in basic medical services. And also logistics, because you need items, you need tools, and that's what the logistics takes care of. And then there's the actual part on rescuing. And, of course, the medical aspect incorporates the setting up an area, a safe area. So you're trained to learn all these scenarios where you can respond and help and do the most good for your community and, most of all, for your family as well. The Community Emergency Response Team concept was developed and implemented by the Los Angeles City Fire Department in 1995. The Whittier Narrows earthquake in 1987 underscored the area-wide threat of major disasters in California. Further, it confirmed the need for training civilians to meet their immediate needs. As a result, they created the Disaster Preparedness Division with the purpose of training citizens and private government employees. The training program was initiated, makes good sense, and furthers the process of citizens understanding their responsibilities and preparing for a disaster. It has also increased their ability to safely help themselves, their families, and their neighbors. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, recognizes the importance of preparing citizens. The Emergency Management Institute, EMI, and the National Fire Academy adopted and expanded the CERT materials, believing them applicable to all hazards. So, again, I want to emphasize and recommend for any of you that it is a great program. One of the other things that you learn in the program is you learn to find all the escape routes in case of evacuation. Another thing that you would learn would be the resources available and where they are located in case of needing to leave the home or finding that your house has been demolished and now you don't have a place to go. So having access just to this information alone is extremely valuable for you and for your family and for your neighbors. So it's an incredible opportunity, and I highly recommend it. The CERT course will benefit any citizen who takes it. This individual will be better prepared to respond to and cope with the aftermath of a disaster. Additionally, if a community wants to supplement its response capability after a disaster, civilians can be recruited and trained as neighborhood business and government teams that, in essence, will be auxiliary responders. And, you know, we're a much larger number than the emergency responding organizations like the fire department and the police department. Locally, there's only so many numbers of those members in there. So what happens when you have thousands and thousands and thousands of people and they cannot all be taken care of by, let's say, 100 police officers and even 100 fire and rescue? So, I mean, it's important and it's common sense that we should do what is best for ourselves, and also being able to help others is a great benefit to everybody. Not only that, but knowing what you would need to survive, they also provide you the information of how to put packages together for survival, either whether it be for 3 days, a couple of weeks, a month, even 2 months, and so on. You provide, you are given all the resources, and there's several courses. CERT is one of those courses. There's 3 levels to CERT, and then there's other courses included on the CERT's website that you can also take, basically specializing, for example, in medical or specializing in other aspects of rescue and support to the emergency services teams. These groups can provide immediate assistance to victims in their area, organize spontaneous volunteers who have not had the training, and collect disaster intelligence that will assist professional responders with prioritizing and allocating of resources when following a disaster. Since 1993, when this training was made available nationally by FEMA, communities in 28 states and Puerto Rico have conducted CERT training, and they continue to do it twice a year, in the fall and in the spring is what they do it in the East Coast here in the Fairfax County area. The CERT course is delivered to the community by a team of first responders who have their requisite knowledge and skills to instruct the sessions. It is suggested that the instructor complete a CERT training, the trainer, TTT, conducted by the State Training Office for Emergency. But just to give you a little idea, basically, one of the first things we learned just in the first session was, one, we got all our equipment, so we had to figure out how to use that because I couldn't get my hard hat to stay on. That was an interesting experience. But they train you on how to go into to look at a building and evaluate the state of the building and determine based on the state of the building if it's seriously damaged, which in that case, CERT members would not be able to go in there and examine the building that is left for the more prepared professionals like the fire department and the police department. However, if it's moderate to light, then we are given permission to go into those buildings and determine the state. And if there are people trapped in there, they teach you how to mark the buildings so that the emergency response teams recognize the labelings of buildings in the same way that they would do. So you see how this would facilitate not just helping others, for you and I helping others, but also helping the emergency response services to better do their job and save them time and effort by having people that are prepared and capable. So I just wanted to share that with you and recommend it highly because of its importance. You will learn also to put packs together of emergency response for evacuation in your car or for your home, and it will guide you through the process of what to do in those specific emergencies, how to react, whether you should be staying or you should be evacuating the area. It is an incredible, incredible service, I think, and the wonderful aspect of this is that we are getting a service for free. I mean, we're paying our tax dollar, but it's going to the benefit not just of the emergency response teams, but it's going to our benefit as well as individuals. And I'm glad to share this with you. And please feel free to go to your local area CERT and find out more about it, like when in your area these workshops are provided so that you can maybe also get the benefits. This is learning how to respond in a community as well as in the city. So there's different levels of preparedness and different things you will be learning. All right, let's get back then to the topic of why we would need to know certain or have certain capabilities. Like I have been saying in the last few shows, we have been covering different aspects from the changes that are happening on our planet, which we will go into, to the ascension. And basically what I have been discussing since our change in time as of September 2012, we have been talking about the ascension process, the future. Basically the time in the future is 14,000 years, which would normally take us a very long time to progress. But because of certain physiological and energetic circumstances, we are in the present moment going through a quantum leap in awareness and consciousness. And the purpose of this quantum consciousness sleep in leap is the awakening of humanity as a whole, and what that entails. Why is it so important that we awake? Well, the purpose of awakening is to connect, first of all, to connect the physical body with the different spiritual bodies that we have, and there are several of them. And through a series of techniques and methodologies, you can learn to do this. And we can also discuss the benefits of this ascension or this process of connecting the bodies. By connecting the different bodies, we can connect to the consciousness of God and reach our highest potential by becoming or connecting to the Elohistic Overself, which is the highest part of us connected in the physical world. What exactly is the Overself, the Elohistic Overself? Based on the Keys of Enoch, and the Kizar of Enoch are written by Dr. Hertog, and these specific Oversolves are discussed in his book, The Oversolve Awakening, A Guide for the Schoolhouse of the Soul. Again, written by James Hertog and Desiree Hertog, both PhDs and very, very knowledgeable spiritual teachers. In the Keys of Enoch, it explains the Oversolve body, the Elohistic Oversolve, expresses the supernature of the Elohim that graduates human nature into the light body. The light body meaning our body becomes a higher vibration of light. Below the Elohistic body, if you're coming from the top, from the God consciousness down, the first step down is the Elohistic Overself, which is what I just read to you. And then the next step down is the Christic Overself, Christ Overself. Also, based on the Keys of Enoch, the Christ body of light, the hidden sanctified body working and witnessing in union with Christ. This is our potential body, which domes with us and is unveiled in divinely awakened states of consciousness. Below that, the Christ Overself is the Overself. And based again on the Keys of Enoch, the pre-existent higher body of light, which exists for spiritual physical beings prior to their incarnation. So this is the aspect of us that comes down from the higher realms before we incarnate into what is called the physical body. So let's look at the physical self. Both masculine and feminine manifestations of the Adamic human as a biotransducer currently crucified in the cross of space-time. And the consciousness vehicle, our consciousness self, that is working within the quantum mind and the myriad possibilities of life. This is the first aspect of ourselves that reaches upwards. This is when we try to connect with the hierarchies of life. Now, in between us, when we incarnate and these bodies of light, that basically it's like coming down an elevator floors so that we can actually reach the ground floor, which would be the incarnation process. And when we reach the very top floor, that is in the oneness with God, In between the floors are the oversells that I just mentioned. It would be a simpler way to explain this. But let's say if we're on the ground floor and we are unaware that there are floors above us, then we cannot reach for them. What it prevents us from knowing this is what are called the veils, and or also called the great clouds. They represent the veil's limitation, the lower barrier or paradigm limiting us from entering into the realms of higher consciousness and creation. Now, in order to overcome this great cloud or these veils, we have to strive and participate by awakening the physical body, by putting the intent to connect with the higher beings of light. And by connecting with the higher beings of light, we gradually evolve and become awake as we connect more and more to these energies. Because by maintaining a light consciousness, we increase our vibration of the body. And as we do so, our body begins to change physically as well as our DNA. And certain musical notes, certain sounds, very loving, nurturing vibrations would help in this process, while negative energy vibrations will deter us from this process. Now, in the reason I'm discussing this is because it was through my personal awakening that I was able to have these revelations and to receive these messages. That is the importance, and anybody has that capability. I have mentioned before how important it is for us to understand that we are divine beings living a human moment. And it really is, with respect to eternity, one short moment. It truly is that. And the other important thing to remember is that we have connection, that we are capable of connecting with that divinity and bringing that divinity manifested on this planet and in this realm. So we are not isolated from that God consciousness, the creator energy. We are always in reality connected to it. But the veils prevent us from understanding that until we begin through meditation, through spirituality, through practice and learning different methods, do we begin to dissolve these veils and we gradually evolve and rise our energy vibration. We bring it up to a higher level in a similar way like we bring up the elevator by simply working with it instead of pushing a button in this case. So we have to connect with the mind. Now, how do we know that we need to do this? Well, I'm not making this up, I have to tell you, and I think some of you already know this, but I will tell you that in Revelations, John explains that he that conquers, I will make him a pillar in my temple, and he will by no means go out from it anymore, and I will write upon his the name of my God, upon him, the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the heavenly Jerusalem, which descends out of heaven from God, and that new name of mine. So basically, he is telling us that if we can overcome, if we can control the mind, if we can control the physical, if we can bring it into alignment and into balance, that is how we start awakening the body. And it is very important for us to awaken the physical body, the mind, the spirit, so that we can evolve and make the best of these times and get direct connection with the Godhead and the hierarchies of light. That is basically the goal of this message and the purpose of this book. We have the gift of free will. Within this illusion, free will is perceived as good or bad. We are the creators of all that we are. So obviously that is that free will is either good for based on our perception or bad based on our perception. Through training and consistent effort, we can achieve a level of awareness and connectedness. The soul is the origin of self, and the connection to be to the world of reality of spirit. Now, we consider reality to be what we touch in this planet, all the things that are made out of matter. In reality, this is an illusion. So when I'm talking to you about reality, I'm referring to the spiritual realm. That's where we really come from. That's who we really are. We are eternal beings made in the image of the divine. Therefore, we are divine. And within the image of the divine, we have the capability to reconnect ourselves because we have never been separated. We just have forgotten. And this is the goal, to awaken what we have forgotten, to remember, to recall, and to relearn what we are, who we are, and what our purpose is in this planet. Not what we hear on television, not what we would like to hear, but who we truly are. Through this awakening, we learn that. And not only do we learn that, but we live in communion with the hierarchies of light who help to guide us, to help us to direct and answer the many, many questions that we have about the spiritual, about spirituality as a whole, and about the awakening process and the ascension. The soul is the origin of self and the connection to the world of reality, of spirit. With determination, we can raise our vibration and become more in tune with the source. Gradually, we can uplift ourselves and reunite our energy. We can connect to the Creator and become one. You can learn to connect and achieve a certain level of oneness. The practice of meditation and extrasensory projection heightens your vibration. Now, let's talk. Most of you probably already know what meditation is. It's going into a state of consciousness that is beyond the physical. And it's in my specific case, what I'd like to, although there are other states, I like to use the alpha state because it's the most practical state of consciousness that works in direct alignment with the hierarchies of light. And it is through this state of the alpha where you can actually progress and connect and be guided and learn who you are, what you are, and what your purpose, your divine purpose, your ultimate goal in life is. It does not mean that life no longer challenges you. It just means you are better able to adapt and meet those challenges. You are coming from a transcendent position. So when you're awakened, even though we are going to have troubles, we will still be able to deal them, but we'll be able to deal them with them in a much, much, much better, more balanced, coming from a different perspective, coming from a state of love as opposed to a state of anger, hate, frustration, and in some cases, violence. In the fourth dimension, consciousness is somewhat different. While we are still grounded by our material body, our mind is more developed and we have a greater level of awareness. You could say the fourth dimension is the merging place of the third, fourth, and fifth dimensions. It is here that good confronts evil. Of course, this is due to our duality. It is the battle to rid yourself of the denser part of your body, the part that holds on to fear and negativity. So we are at the breaking limit, at the very edge of crossing over to the spiritual level, of becoming more light beings, of becoming less denser mass and more enlightened energy vibration that allows us to cross the veils and understand who we are, what we are, and what we are doing here. That part of it holds, it's that, like I said, it's that part of you that holds negativity. It's the part that separates and hides the truth of who and what you are. It is here that you are able to manifest your thoughts with more ease. You think, therefore, you are. Here is where you clean house by going within and connecting with your higher self. You become aware of this illusion. You shed the limitations of the illusion that prevent you from connecting with the source, the ultimate energy, which is love. You are no longer motivated by your basic needs, but seek to be filled. What are your basic needs? Obviously, they have to do with a physical body, food, drink, and warmth, protection, shelter, and so on. Those are our basic needs. When we move beyond those basic needs, we reach a higher level. You are motivated by a higher purpose and oneness. As you continue to develop your awareness, you begin to transcend space-time. Now, also understand that you are motivated by a higher purpose to become oneness or to remember that oneness. Because like I said, you are really not separated from the God consciousness, the God energy. You are connected always to it. It is us who do not have the ability to understand that, to be able to communicate at that level, because we become so dense. And it is up to us to overcome that denseness. And in the fourth dimension, we are cleaning house. We are preparing ourselves for the next level of evolution. So this is an incredible time to be living in. And I'm happy to be here with you sharing this process. And I hope that you will all be very blessed in this process, because you can learn to be your ultimate potential, to be your ultimate self. We exist in space-time. This is the fourth dimensional existence in dualism, within dualism. More and more people on the planet, however, are aligning themselves with the harmonics, the vibration, the energy of the fifth dimension. When enough people are aware, the ascension will take place. Put simply, it works much like electricity. You hit a switch to turn on a lamp or light. Electricity travels from one point through the wires to another point to the bulb. In the voltage, it is not enough, nothing happens. If it is right, the bulb turns on, and that's us. There is light. When the transition takes place, you too will retain a higher level of energy, a higher level of light. And this is basically what it means for the ascension. Now, granted, we're going to be going through some hardship, because when you clean house, everything gets a little nastier before you actually, everything becomes spotless. So this is exactly what this is called. It's a process. Another word, the better word that I'd like to use for this is the rebirthing. We are basically rebirthing ourselves. We are being reborn into the light that we are before we incarnated. We are rebirthing back into our previous existence. We are rebirthing back into the person, the being that we are. So this is the wonderful process. It's not a process of anger, frustration, or to be feared, most of all, because I think there's, at this point in time on our planet, there's so much fear. There's so much concern as to what is happening. We don't understand everything that is happening. And just as there are beings of light that are trying to help us in this process, there are also other beings that are trying to help us to prevent us from reaching our higher level. They are more comfortable with this lower vibration. They are taking advantage. They are taking control of that. And therefore, why would they want to give it up? The thing is that nobody lives forever until we transcend back to who we truly are. Therefore, we can't really expect to exist forever within the illusion. That's not possible. So let's look at what the fifth dimension consciousness, what is it? Fifth dimension consciousness is a way of living in the world that allows perception and understanding of the physical universe, both within and beyond the limitations of time. It is fired from compassion and the sense of being one with all things. while we accept the right of each person to determine their own destiny, we also understand that we are all interdependent in terms of natural resources and the deep empathic mind link between beings. Being limitless means the ability to move through walls, to walk on water, to biolocate, to have perfect health, to be ageless. Oh, and that's one of the great perks of the ascension process. We will look about the age of 25 to 30, youngish, you know. There'll be no aging because we won't have that need anymore to consume foods, which actually do degenerate and degrade the body and age the body. And to create and manifest at will. Those are the capabilities we will have. Life in the fifth dimension seems magical because we don't understand those things at this point. But in reality, quantum physics is beginning to unravel a lot of what we consider magical or mysterious or paranormal, beyond the normal. So when we understand more of this, the better we will be able to understand who we are and our role in the whole process. There are those who believe the fifth dimension is the ultimate transformation. In reality, it's the next step to aspire into. Like I said, there are several overselves. We are currently going into one of the higher overselves, but there are several more along the process. The wonderful thing about this, however, is that in this time and age that we are in, when we ascend, this will be the last time or the last state of illusion. What does that mean, to have the last state of illusion? Well, let's see. Illusion is to have a misunderstanding or a perception of something being real that is not. So when we overcome this, basically we will see things in a different light. We will understand things in a different light. This illusion will be, the clouds will be eliminated, the veils will be dissolved, and we will be able to connect with the hierarchies of light within our body, within our light bodies, I should say, because our bodies will be much higher. Similar to Elijah and Moses and Jesus on the mountain when they're dresses turned into light, not just their dresses, but their skin glowed, and they were very luminous. This is what happens when our biochemistry, when our body raises its vibration to support a much higher energy level, a much higher vibration of light and energy, which allows us to connect and be in continuous communion and oneness with the other levels of light that we will later evolve to as well. There will be no separation between those that have passed and those that have not passed. So I just want to emphasize the beauty of this period that we're living in. Now, without wanting to rock your boat either, it is important that we understand that prior to this, we are going to have some major chaos. There will be major changes. And if you want to find out about that, stay tuned to our other shows because we'll be covering those. We'll be covering topics also about what it is to visualize, because visualization utilizes the imagination. Our imagination is a gateway to reality. We think that what we perceive beyond this realm is our imagination. It's made up. In reality, what we perceive beyond this realm is true reality. And imagination is the gateway to access of the higher energies, the hierarchies of light, and direct guidance from your higher self, your over-self. This is what we want to accomplish through this program. This is what we want to accomplish through Research Center for Inner Awareness. And this is the help that we want to provide, the information we want to give you through Hope Reigns Beyond 2012. We have a few more moments to go. Again, I'd like to invite you to call. You can go on directly to the BBS radio to do that. If not, I will just continue to talk about this process that we're going through. At this level, in the fifth dimension, the denseness of our body does not exist. Negativity and fear are gone. Love is all there is. You can move freely outside of space-time. There is only now. We are luminous beings with a higher frequency of light. Our mind issues the creative energy of the soul to manifest and move at will. Free will is a gift. Here, free will is at one with the source and all that is. All right. I understand that we can go longer than the usual hour today as we have no one following us. So I will go on for a little longer. So let me continue with this process. Here, free will is at one with the source and all that is. So here, in our current fourth dimensional existence, we understand that our free will is in contrast, or at odds is a better word, with the God will consciousness, if you will. When we have eliminated the distortion of the illusion, when we have overcome and dissolved the veils, then we will be able to be in oneness with God. And we will not be conditioned by the world that we are in right now, the material world that we have created, the denseness that we have manifested. At this level, the opposite is true. So what happens? We are able to see what is truly the best for us. And obviously, a higher energy, a higher consciousness is always want to go beyond our limitations of, you know, not desiring the best for others, of, you know, not wanting what is best for others. That is way below God's plan for us. God wants us to live in complete abundance, in complete enjoyment, in complete freeness, in complete joy, in complete love. This was never, I shouldn't say this was never intended. This occurred because there was interferences from the fallen hierarchies. The intended world is what we're going to manifest. As above, so below. As in heaven, so on earth. This is what we're calling to manifest. This is what we are going to manifest. And this is the picture that I'm trying to paint to you, because it's an awesome vision that I was given. It was an awesome gift and something that I want to share so ardently, so passionately with everyone that I can talk to, because this is important for all of us. This is not about me. This is about us. This is about our new world. This is about Terra, what awaits for us. And because we no longer have that distortion, we are able to see things clearly. And when we are in alignment, where we are in harmony and balance, then our will is in complete harmony and alliance with God. And it's wonderful when everything is in alignment and yet everything is individual. It's an incredible experience. The evolution of man is much like going through school. We start in first grade. We learn, we grow, and we are tested to see if we are ready to move to the next grade or level. Basically, it's simple. We go through all grades until we basically graduate. The evolution process is similar. Within each dimension, there is a greater level of growth and oneness. As a result, we go through the series of tests, growing pains, or birthing. Each birthing leads to a new state in our life, be it social, planetary, solar, galactical, universal, or cosmic. seeing from a wider perspective, what we are experiencing are the birth pangs of shedding our, guess what? Fourth dimensional consciousness. All our crap, as I like to call it. The three spatial dimensions of length, breadth, and height, together with the fourth dimension of time, are familiar concepts to all of us. New Terra exists in the fifth dimension. Our planet has sent out a quantum wave of what we want our future to be, what we want to accomplish as spiritual beings. There is a plan for us to accomplish our maximum potential, our ultimate goal, oneness. That's our ultimate goal. Now, you're probably wondering, what do I mean by we have sent out a wave of what we want for our future? Well, let's look at the current circumstances in our planet, what we are doing, how we are living, the economical crisis, the lack of jobs, the people on the streets, the banks taking over the homes that, unfortunately, their owners cannot pay for. All of this is creating pain, is creating hurt. And we are desiring to free ourselves from all of this. We are desiring to let go of all this hurt, all this pain, all this, again, crap, all this garbage that we don't want to hold in our lives anymore. Because we know in our hearts, and we know in our souls, that we are meant for much greater things than this, that we are meant to have better things than this. We know that this from our heart, from our soul, because our soul comes in through the heart center, we know that the plan intended for us, even though we have forgotten, or at least a great part of us have forgotten, we know deep down, very deep down, and we have to bring it to the surface, that we are divine beings, that we are blessed, made in the image of God, and with the capabilities to manifest through God's power, through God's love, the world the way He intended it to be. Heaven on earth will be a reality in our lifetimes. That's all we need to know, and that's all we need to understand, especially when things get really ugly, especially when things seem hopeless, especially when there seems to be no light at the end of the tunnel. Remember these words. You are divine beings made in the image of God. And I will be repeating this because it's so important that that becomes ingrained in your consciousness. It becomes ingrained in your belief, in your understanding of who you are. You are divine beings. You have been told that you are sinners. Well, we have done some things. We have created a bunch of crap around us. We have created an illusional world that is pretty crummy. And I'm sure that everyone has some sort of problem of one kind or another, be it with relationships, be it with family, be it with money, be it with jobs, be it with a terrible boss, be it with whatever. All of us, because of the manifestation we have created, have issues, we have things that we are crying to eliminate in our lives. We're crying out to heal. And so when we do that, we send out a quantum wave of what we want our future to be, what we want to accomplish as spiritual beings. There is a plan for us to accomplish our maximum potential, our unlimited goal, which is exactly oneness. That is to return to the source of who we are, spiritual beings living, what? A human moment. You got it. We are destined to evolve, change, and overcome our limitations. That is our destiny, guys. There is no option here. It's not about me telling you what to do, but there's just no other option. You are intended to evolve, to grow. You can't stop nature. You can't stop evolution. It's futile. That is to return again. So what is oneness? It is to return to the source of who we are, spiritual beings living a human moment. Again, that is to return to the source of who we are, spiritual beings living a human moment. And this is temporary. We are destined to evolve, to change, grow, and overcome our limitations. We work through the different levels of spirituality or evolution until what? We reach oneness. You got it. And through the show, we will be providing different levels of meditation that you can use. I will be offering some of these free meditation on our website. We were doing that, unfortunately. We are currently making some changes to the website, so some of the information that was provided free is no longer available, but it will be made available shortly. And not only will we have the existing meditations, but we will also be adding new meditations more regularly. That is our goal. So stay tuned. Some of the meditations, for example, is connecting with the higher self. And basically what we'll be doing is guiding you through a process of relaxing the body and mind, because when the body is stressed, you have a harder time being relaxed and going into alpha. It is through the process of eliminating the stress on the physical body and the mental state that we can access the alpha state and or meditative state, and also the excess awareness. And so we will be teaching a variety of a couple of different relaxation techniques, as well as different techniques for protection, healing, and problem solving as well. Because the goal is not just to lecture to you. The important thing is to help you to participate and to take advantage of the information that we have so that you can use it to your advantage as well and share it with others when you find that it's beneficial for you and for others. And if you try it, I can guarantee you that you will find incredible benefits. And then basically the other part of the meditation, or the main part of the meditation, is either a visualization or a mental projection to a specific location where you will connect with higher self. And there are several different ones that we have for that purpose. So it's really wonderful. Some have to do with water lilies. Others have to do with balloons. And I'm not talking about birthday balloons or regular balloons. I'm talking about the big, big balloons that we can ride up in. So that's some of the things that we'll be continuing to share with you as our program moves on. Now, we're also, it's important for us to understand what is our quantum consciousness. What exactly does that mean? I mean, most of us understand what the word consciousness means, but quantum consciousness, what does that mean? So let's look at the word quantum for a little bit, and let's go into see what quantum physics is, because you have to understand where the word comes from in order to be able to understand what it means and how it is utilized, specifically in the book Hope Reigns Beyond 2012, which we are discussing. And also, it is important so that you understand how it impacts you and how you can achieve that state of quantum consciousness. Quantum physics is the study of behavior of matter and energy at the atomic, nuclear, and subatomic levels. In the early 20th century, it was discovered that the laws which govern macroscopic objects do not function the same in subatomic realms. Interesting, huh? Maybe that didn't make too much sense, but let's see if we continue. And as we continue, it will begin to make a little more sense. Now, don't feel bad if some of this stuff seems to go, you know, over your head. It took me a while reading these things in order to fully, while I had the experiential aspect of it, to put it into terms from a logical and scientific perspective, it took a bit more work. And so don't feel bad if that's the case, because in reality, we have to sometimes learn or read things several times before we completely understand it. And sometimes that's true for most of the basic stuff. Quantus comes from the Latin meaning how much. It refers to the discrete units of matter and energy that are predicted by and observed in quantum physics. Even space and time, which appear to be extremely continuous, have the smallest possible values. A quanta is the indivisible unit in which waves may be emitted or absorbed, as defined by the British physicist Stephen Hawking. A quanta is a building block. For example, light is built up from photons and electricity from the charge of an electron. A house is built out of bricks, for example. All things are broken up into quanta and cannot be divided into anything smaller. So you could say that photons are broken down into quanta, and electricity is broken down into quanta, and electrons are broken down into quanta. You could say that quanta may be the common denominator in all things, or one of the most common denominators in all things. In physics, a quanta is the minimum unit of the physical matter involved in interaction. You can have one quanta or many quanta, all of which are contained in the quantum field. Okay, does that make sense? You can have one quanta or many quanta, all of which are contained in the quantum field. All right? In the realm of quantum physics, observing something actually influences the physical process taking place. Light acts like particles in waves, called wave-particle duality. Matter can go from one spot to another without moving through the intervening space. You heard it right. Matter in the quantum physics level, it is believed that matter can go from point A or corner one in a room to corner three in a room without going through the space in between the room. Okay? So let's see how we can understand this. And when you go from one point to another without going through the intervening space, this is called quantum tunneling, another technique that we teach. Information moves instantly across vast distances. In fact, in quantum mechanics, we discover that the entire universe is actually a series of what? Probabilities. That's correct. Everything in the universe is composed of subatomic particles, livingness called quanta. All quanta have the same stellar content as DNA. These particles are so small they have eluded physicists for centuries. The quanta are constantly in a state of flux or movement, continually changing with chameleon-like properties to suit thought of whomever is observing them. This is a quote from Gillian Macbeth Luthen. Again, the person who quoted this was, who I'm quoting this from, is Gillan Macbeth Luthen. Everything in the universe is composed of subatomic particles, livingness called quanta. All quanta have the same stellar content as DNA. These particles are so small, they have eluded physicists for centuries. The quanta are constantly in a state of flux, continually changing with the chameleon-like properties to suit the thought of whomever is observing them. In simple terms, quanta is like energy hanging in the air, and when you apply thought or intent to connect with the quanta, you can bring that quanta into reality. The interesting thing is that quanta changes into whatever you want it to. For example, my mouse is made of quanta. My desk is made of quanta. My computer is made of quanta. Everything around us is made of quanta. And that quanta came into being through our thought. Someone thought of taking the quanta from a tree and making the building items to create my desk. Someone took quanta and created my mouse. All of these things were through our thought form, through our process. There's nothing that exists that is not made out of quanta. So you could say that quanta is invisible to the naked eye until we apply thought to it, and then it becomes visible. So it's that energy between the invisible and the visible, or at least to the common eye, that is true. To spirit, spirit can see beyond the quanta level as well. There are physicists that believe that the physical universe is made up of energy and information. Therefore, an object is energy and information. This energy and information is discontinuous at its basic level of activity. The energy information in the universe goes on and off, and this occurs instantly. Some quantum physicists believe that this discontinuity is consciousness itself. So let me repeat this one more time. This energy and information is discontinuous at its basic level of activity. For example, when we turn on a light bulb, it appears that there is a constant beam of light coming out, and it's continuous. However, if through physics we look more closely at the light bulb, we will understand that it's actually flickering. So it's not continuous, even though to the naked eye it appears that way. Well, the energy information in the universe goes on and off, and this occurs instantly. Some quantum physicists believe that the discontinuity is consciousness itself. That consciousness is not a byproduct of evolution or expression of our brains, as it has been suggested, although it expresses itself through our brains. Okay? Consciousness is the common ground of existence that ultimately differentiates itself into space, time, energy, information, and manifests as matter. So if we step away from that, consciousness is really the level of spirit. That is consciousness. At our physical level, consciousness is much more limited. The objects around you are your reality or my reality. These physicists are of the caliber of Dr. William Tiller, who is leading research on a new emerging physics called psychoenergetics. Okay, so basically this concept is a concept that is held by some physicists, not agreed by all. As you know, when new things, new information comes, it takes a while for everybody to get on board. And when you have a group of very intellectual people, that can take much longer. But you know what? We're going through quantum evolution. So maybe not this time. Some of these physicists are incredible intellects, One of these is Dr. William Tiller, who is leading research on a new emerging physics called psychoenergetics. Interesting. So this psychoenergetics could be the new field within physics. Tiller claims, now what does he say? Tiller claims to have discovered a new class of natural phenomena generated via what he calls subtle energies, which also manifest themselves in the practice of healers and other practitioners of the paranormal. Today, my tongue is getting tied there. So basically, the subtle energies can be felt through healers. And if some of you have experienced healing through other people, have gone to a healer, you will find often that these people have incredible energy coming out from their hands. Or you can sense the energy of the person, and sometimes it will click with you, sometimes it will not. So the energy, you can oftentimes, when they're working on you, they're moving their hands they're moving your energy, and through their hands, energy is being brought. They learned how to bring energy in, and it's in a way, it's like taking a glass with chocolate powder at the bottom and milk, and you start to stir it up, and guess what? The milk and the powder begin to mix. So that's what happens. You stir up the glass, and everything begins to mix. So this is what a healer does with your energy. They move your energy and mix it and move it around and bring it into balance and alignment until it is in perfect harmony, in perfect balance, the way it's intended to be. Now, this may take several tries, you know. The healers can bring energy to change instantly a person. However, the ability of a person to receive that energy is really what determines whether that person is going to heal at all or is going to heal through several times. It really depends on the faith, the belief system of the person, and their desire to release whatever is holding them in a state of unhealth. Tiller defines the term psychoenergetics as the study of these energies in relation to the application of human consciousness. He sees a connection between both physical and non-physical consciousness and the natural phenomenon. These findings are not presently accepted by the mainstream scientist community. However, this is possibly the birth of a new physics, which would not be anything strange. The same consciousness is responsible for our thoughts. And, you know, there are many scientists who hold that same belief, or they say it slightly different. For example, from Deepak Chopra, which some of you may be familiar with, an incredible, enlightened doctor originally, the same consciousness is responsible for our thoughts, emotions, feelings, behaviors, personal relationships, social interactions, the environment we find ourselves in, and our biology, Dr. Deepak Chopra. Let me read this one more time because I think it's a very powerful statement. The same consciousness is responsible for our thoughts, emotions, feelings, behaviors, personal relationships, social interactions, the environment we find ourselves in our biology. So basically, the consciousness, or what I like to call the super consciousness, which is the consciousness on the opposite, well, not on the opposite, but on the next level of over-self, I like to call it the super conscious to distinguish it from our physical conscious. And we also discussed that in our website. So you're welcome to go there and find out a little bit more about that. Basically, what it's saying is that whatever we believe, whatever we perceive, whatever our consciousness or super consciousness help us, and our level of being able to connect to that super consciousness, which is what I call level of awareness, whatever we're able to believe is what we will manifest. And not only manifest at one level, but at all levels, whether it be our belief system, our emotions, what we choose to understand, what we choose to think about ourselves will affect how we interact with others, how we behave, how we respond, how we socialize, the places we choose to live in, and so on. So it is very important. It's not so much, I had a friend of mine, a wonderful, beautiful healer. Her name is Gerda. She's from Germany, but she lives here in the U.S. And I had the opportunity of meeting her a few months ago. And she was basically saying that something very similar, but it basically in very different words. And what she was saying is that it's not so much our ability to fight outside of ourselves or what other people think about us. The true fight exists within us, and how we address this fight, this internal fight, is how we will be able to succeed or not. So, in other words, for us to be able to succeed at something, we have to fight the internal battle first in order to bring the success at the physical level, on the outer level. It's not about us disagreeing with other people and what they think about us. Those people are being drawn to us because of our belief in ourselves. And that I have discovered to be personally true for me. So I just wanted to share those words with you because I think they're extremely invaluable. Now, for those of you who have been following the show a little longer, I have discussed extensively how I got these revelations, how these visions were given. And basically, there were three angels who guided me into the vision of the future. And then there was also a being of light. There was also one of the beings from the future who also is present in the vision. And then the other of visions, the other two visions or insights or information that was provided were given to me by Metatron, who is the highest possible energy and the only way to the Godhead. He is like the gatekeeper of the God consciousness. He is, I could say he, because we live, again, in a dual system, but in reality, at this level, the beings of light have no gender. So he is an energy being. And again, I see him as a male form. That's why I say he. It resonates with my female energy. It brings it to balance. And it helps to balance the predominance of one energy as opposed to the other. So they manifest themselves a lot of times to me in male forms. On occasion, I will have female forms as well. And Metatron is the voice of God. So the universe, he says, is at its basic level, is in constant movement. So let's repeat that sentence one more time because my tongue again is getting tied. The universe at its basic level is in constant movement. The quanta is a form of energy and it contains absolute knowledge. So to say the quanta is energy and information is a correct statement. So he's basically validating the information that I researched. The quanta follows the laws of the universe, so it is also in constant movement. This movement is discontinuous based on human reality. Movement or flow of energy refers to the on state, the absence or gap between movement is the off state. This concept is utilized in modern day technology, which you call binary language, where on equals one and off equals zero. This, of course, is the language of the machines, of our computers, the basic language that a computer truly speaks. The quanta is the on state, presents basically the quanta in the on state represents quanta affected by thought. The quanta in the off states are quanta not affected by thought. So you could say it's free energy. Only when thought affects quanta, it is visible. Now, I want to point out a couple of things. Zero is a circle. And guess what? A circle is infinite. So oftentimes, a circle can be a representation of the ultimate consciousness, which is God. Interesting, huh? The quanta is the off state or quanta not affected by thought. Only when thought affects quanta, it is visible. In this state, it holds and manifests into energy and information that is converted into various forms of matter and creates human reality. These objects are fields of energy and information. You affect the energy and information with your thoughts, words, action, and beliefs. You affect the quantum field. In turn, the quantum field, guess what? Also impacts you and me through its energy and information. You affect the quantum field. In turn, the quantum field also impacts you through its energy and information. You have an interactive relationship with the quantum field. This is what creates your reality. This is what quantum physics is. So let's listen to a quote now from, again, Gilliland Macbeth Luthan, a very interesting Germanic name. Each person's quantum field is made of the same material, yet different in context and outcome because of thought. Every single thought changes the quanta. If 10 people were observing these subatomic particles, everyone would see something different because their personal universe is composed of different light vibrations, which are birthed from the charge, positive or negative, of each thought. Each thought has a different electronic signature and thus attracts a different outcome. Did that make sense to you? It definitely made sense to me after having read it for the n-tenth time. Each person's quantum field is made of the same material, yet different in context and outcome. Every single thought changes the quanta. If 10 people were observing these subatomic particles, everyone would see something different, because their personal universe is composed of different light vibrations, which are birthed from the charge, positive or negative, of each thought. Each thought has different electronic signature and thus attract a different outcome. And that's why we attract certain circumstances into our life. Let's say, for example, a person who's very depressive or a person who has very low self-esteem usually tends to attract into their life, believe it or not, people who will bring their thoughts, their belief systems into play. So, again, it is important to control, to be aware of our thoughts, words, and actions in order to be able to manifest what we prefer, what is positive, what is beneficial, what is happy, what is beautiful in our lives, as opposed to the opposite. And as you can see from our world, we have not done that. And we can change that. And we will change that. Stated in more mundane terms, quantum awareness is having a clear vision or understanding of your calling or purpose, knowing that you are the designer of your future. All options and choices are not only possible, but do exist in an alternate reality of dimensions. Now, let's have a quote here from Henry David Thoreau. Things do not change. We do. Why? We've been paying attention to all these things that we've been discussing. Simple. Because when we change our thoughts, when we change what we think, what we believe, we change how we socialize, how we interact, how we respond, and that changes us. When we change, then things around change with us. Things themselves do not change. We change the things. And there's a wonderful phrase that I love, and I always like to, it keeps coming to mind every so often based on circumstances, by Byron Katie, who says, it only takes one person to change. Believe it or not, we always think that in a relationship, it requires two people. In reality, if we change, the world, our reality, has no choice but to change with us, because we no longer hold that thought, that energy vibration. It is impossible. Okay? So if we can understand all of this, then we can understand how the future will be magnificent and will be a reality, how heaven on earth will be. In reality, it already is. The world around you is created in response to your inner thought, your word, and action. Similar to a hologram, the reality, which in truth is an illusion, is a reflection or a mirror of your mind. So what we consider reality, which in truth is an illusion, is a mirror reflection of the mind, and so are all the people you attract into your life. In fact, some people go as far as saying that everyone is an offspring of you, a different expression of you, in relation to you. That's more complicated, so we won't get into that at this point. Your car, your house, bed, sofa are images you hold in your mind, and living quanta solidifies itself into being. So if your reality is not what you want, if you are not happy or fulfilled, look where? Look within. There is some belief, some thought, or misconception that created your quantum reality. It is here that awareness comes into play. As you become aware of this quantum field, whose sole purpose is to manifest your very desire, your every desire, I should say, you can basically create the life of your dreams. Literally, this is not a selfish desire. It is who you are. Everything outside of your reality is unformed quanta waiting for direction. And again, now here's the quote again from Byron Katie. If you change, the world has no choice but to change with you. And it only requires one person to change. And once you change that energy vibration, that person can no longer remain in your reality. Or if they do, they will have to change as well. But Metatron goes on to say, if you understand this concept and you really think about what it means, you would realize that you are enveloped in a magical dust provided to you by the source to make all your dreams a reality and your life the greatest experience possible. One more time. Metatron goes on. If you understand this concept and you really think about what it means, you would realize that you are enveloped, surrounded, immersed in a magical dust provided to you by the source to make all your dreams a reality and your life the greatest experience possible. Now, does that sound like a God that I want to be in oneness with? Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. Right on. Yes. Who would not want to be with this kind of God? And this is more typical. This is a more realistic. This is the true vision of what God is. Not the image of this angry God, this punishing God, because he sent Christ. He sent Christ to erase and eliminate and help us to move forward. He sent Christ to show us the way. And there are other master teachers as well who have come into the world, you know, who are teaching us to evolve and are teaching us to progress. And it's taken a while for us to get the message, if you know what I mean. But this is the most important fact, that you are enveloped in a magical dust provided to you by the source to make all your dreams a reality and your life the greatest experience possible. To create a better reality, life or world, you need to change. The quantum only mirrors what is within you. To create the reality of the fifth dimension, you must train your mind to work with quantum energy and manifest that world. And that world is New Terra. That is our future. It was never intended for humanity to suffer. Suffering is self-created based on fear and separation from your true nature. And also by a sense of needing to be punished. Listen to this quote from Anthony Robinson, for example. There is a powerful divine force inside every human being that once unleashed can make any vision, dream, or desire a reality. Now, does this sound like magic dust? Yes, sir, it does. One more time, because I love this quote. There is a powerful driving force inside every human being. Now, let's think about that for a minute. This is a very powerful phrase in itself. And I'm sorry if I'm repeating the word powerful too many times, but we need to understand that we are powerful. We are made in the image of the divine. How can we not be powerful beings? Okay. There is a powerful driving force inside. That driving force is the energy of our soul. It is wanting to reconnect. It is in connection with the God essence, and it wants to connect our consciousness. The superconscious wants the conscious to move, to drive, to recognize its power, to recognize its divinity, to recognize the magnificent being that you are. You are a magnificent being. God does not waste his time with things that are insignificant. Therefore, by deduction, you have to conclude that you are significant. Now think about this one more step further. God has taken the time to select, to paint every feature that is you. That makes you special. That makes you divine. That makes you powerful. You are made in the image of God, in spirit, in soul energy, in superconscious. Now connect with that. Bring the consciousness in oneness with the superconscious to divine, to be recognized, to be powerful. And let's analyze this quote again. There is a powerful driving force inside every human being. There is a desire, there is a longing, there's a need. Because we tend to want to go to what we are. We tend to want to be, to want to remember the magnificent. Because it's written, it's written within our DNA. It's written within our body. It's written within our energy frame. It's written with every fiber, within every fiber of our being. And we have the desire to connect with what we know and have to some degree forgotten. Once unleashed, can make any vision, any dream, or any desire a reality. Again, Anthony Robbins. And Metatron details, the mastery of the self is accomplished by going within. It is within the self that you connect with the source, not just your own, but more importantly, the ultimate source. Okay? Now, the key word here is within. That's why I chose to call my school, my organization, Research Center for Inner Awareness. Because it's within that all the information that we have outside of us comes from. All the books, all the learning we have from other people who have written them. All the knowledge has been written down, and the knowledge has come through the superconscious into the conscious based on our ability to get rid of the veils. So the mastery of the self is accomplished by going within. It is within the self that you connect with the source, not just your own, but more importantly, the ultimate source. Here lies the power of creation. Again, unleash that power of creation. Do not believe that you're a little puppet that needs control. Understand your power. Understand who you are. Be that creator. Be that power. Be that source. Be that oneness. Now, I want to distinguish between God, the creator, the ultimate creator, and our creation, which is us. We have a certain ability to create through the source because we are made in the image of the creator. The creator is not to be confused with the creation. Okay. Here lies the power of creation. Through silencing of the mind and opening of the heart, you reach this creating ability. This is how you connect to absolute knowledge and achieve oneness. This force responds only to love, people. It only responds to love. The way we can impact the quanta is through love. Otherwise, we create crap. What do we have now? A bunch of crap. Not all of it, but some of it. All right. This is how you connect to absolute knowledge and achieve oneness. This force responds only to love. Love is the strongest and most powerful emotion. Emotion is the catalyst. Coming from love is the driving force that creates what your thoughts conceive. Let me repeat this one more time. This is very powerful. This force responds only to love. Love is the strongest and most powerful emotion. It can overcome the power of any other emotion in contrast. Okay? So it may take 20,000 negative thoughts to create the things that are not good things for us. It takes one thought to overcome those negative thoughts. My love is so powerful, and emotion is the catalyst, the way of bringing about the action. Coming from love is the driving force that creates what your thoughts conceive. Your reality has an effect on you as well. It impacts your thoughts, your words, emotions, and beliefs. When you come from love, do you smack a person? When you come from love, do you criticize someone else? When you come from love, do you kill? When you come from love, do you harm someone when you're doing your job? When you come from love, you respect. You ultimately respect everything around you. Not just other people, but all of creation. Because guess what? All of it is part of us. All of it is part of our quantum field. Our world is our quantum field. Your reality has an effect on you as well, and it impacts your thoughts, words, emotions, and beliefs. The relationship is interactive. That's right. This reality that exists outside of human reality, I'm referring to the reality of the quantum field, is the field of true consciousness. Now, when I talked about our quantum field, I was talking about the quantum field of matter that we have created. But when we're talking about spiritual reality, the true reality, not the illusion, it's reality of the quantum field as a general term, not as a my term or my quantum field, okay? So I just wanted to distinguish and clarify that. This reality that exists outside of human reality, and I'm referring to the reality of the quantum field, this is the field of true consciousness. Humanity is not alone in the universe. There are other races and life forms, and that will be another topic for us to talk about in the show. Their reality and existence differs from humanity's, but this is another story beyond the scope of this message. The point is that everything that exists in the universe makes use of the quantum field to manifest. So we are all connected. The quantum field acts like a universal glue connecting all things, creating alternate realities. There's no space-time outside of the fourth dimension. It is then safe to say that everything exists in the here and now. There is no past or future. It is all happening at once. In quantum physics, you can go from point A to point B, or I should say from point A to point C, without traveling through B, the space between. How? Space does not exist at this level. To get from point A to point C, all you need to do is transcend the dimension of reality of point A and manifest yourself into point B. What does that mean? Okay, so if we had the capability in development of Jeshua, I'm referring to Jesus Christ, that was his actual name, Joshua. If we had the capability and the belief system and we had the awareness and the super consciousness connection that he had, then we would be able to, let's say I'm in corner A or I'm in room A, and without moving through the hallway to go to the room next door, I would just change the quantum so that now I am in the next room. That's really all it is, because you transcend time and space. Here we have time and space, but in reality, there is no such thing. All things are happening here now. There is different reality. There's different dimension. But it is all happening in the now. So, all right, we're getting close to the end of the show. So let's finish this up. There is no past or future. It is all happening at once. In quantum physics, you can go from point A to point B. You can actually do more than that. You can manifest yourself in point A and B simultaneously. For that matter, you can do more than that. You can manifest yourself in as many dimensions and realities as you choose. And when people talk about reincarnation, the way it is defined, incarnation does not really exist. Because if we think about this for a minute, if all there is the here and now, there is no such thing as past. There is no such thing as future. All things are happening in the here and now. All we have to do is transcend the veils of the different dimensions to move ourselves into the future or into what we consider the past. And interestingly enough, we can, well, I won't get ahead of myself in the book here, but it's a very interesting concept. If all things happening in the here and now, it's all a question of accessing the dimension that you want to access. And there you are. All right? Now, to try to explain this concept, I'm going to use the analogy of a tree. And this is what I was, how it was presented to me. Imagine a tree. Before you are born, your soul resides in what is the seed. What will be the tree? Basically, again, the over-self. Here is where God consciousness resides. The creator is the holder and the planter of the seed. The creator sets for creation. This is where true reality exists, outside of the world of matter or the world of illusion. Now you are born or incarnate into a vessel you call body. Here the seed sprouts and the tree starts its journey into the world of matter, the illusion. Imagine a tree as just two little leaves in two small tiny branches, not much larger than a blade of grass. Here you are just a newborn infant, yet you already make choices. You decide your path already at an early age. Choice one. For example, you are a good, patient, and happy baby. Life smiles at you with gifts, choices, blessing. Choice two, you are temperamental, impatient, and unhappy. Life offers you challenges. You may even be sickly and weakly. Now you grow and learn. You have options, choices, and alternatives, which multiply exponentially. You have developed a trunk with many branches. These branches, in turn, divide into multiple smaller branches. Interesting. Each branch contains numerous stems, and each one with a leaf. Some of these leaves can die and fall off. This is just the end of the illusion in this specific reality. As the tree grows taller and taller, more branches and leaves grow, multiply. This process continues until the tree has reached its limit, until the tree dies. The symbology here is the trunk, is the path where you find choices, options, and alternatives. And you know what? I'm going to invite you back till next week in order to hear the rest. I want you to have a little bit of an intrigue to understand this concept. It's pretty awesome. So it will explain a lot of things about our existence and our reality. So please join us next week, same time, same place. New Consciousness, New World. Esperanza Ray, your host. And remember, it's at 8 Eastern Standard Time on Mondays or 5 o'clock Pacific. Hope to see you next week. Blessings and a lot of light and love throughout the weekend.